WSDQ 996, standing by. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob. We are monitoring and mobile.
WRSG 764, how copy?
64, I have you Lima Charlie, sir. RZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, we are monitoring and mobile.
WSDS 979 to WSDE 688. I cannot hear you. You are very staticky. I can faintly hear you. It sounds like you're far away from your mic.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. I said this is WSDE 688 at a higher elevation.
Oh, wow. What is your location?
Oh, see, okay. I was down to there near a window where I usually walk out and do a head back. And I wasn't on my deck, but I was walking out toward it. There's still in the house. So I guess I get by the window and I can see this. But that deck is where I was talking to Jack or whoever when I was at my stocking head front. And then I thought, okay, well, it's not working here. I don't want to put that people out on the deck. Okay, let me get a, my normal elevation. He said we're staying by the window. That really helped.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, so yeah.
Very interesting because you can see over the window where the vessel is going to be, like, in your position or something. Or, you can be in position or something correctly, or you can be slow as you open the window that you have to get to the wind.
Yeah, I'm actually downstairs myself. I have the my Nagoya antenna pointed straight up, so yeah, I'm actually downstairs in the living room in the recliner right now. What was that? I couldn't hear you. You're very sticky. What? Once again, WSD3, you're very staticky. I cannot hear you.
I just think that was on.
Yeah, so, yesterday I had a good time. I had fun at the race yesterday morning, finished with a time of, what, 53 minutes and 26 seconds, I believe, so yeah. I can't hear you. What? Once again, whoever is coming through, you're very staticky. I can hear you, you're very staticky. This is WSDS-979. What did you say, WSDE-688?
Is this better from this location?
Yes, this is better for now, yeah.
So I'm at my desk, seeing the radio on the desk, and there is straight up UCF. So I need to get my desk.
Oh, okay. I can barely hear you. You're very quiet. Oh, okay.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are monitoring.
This is WSDS 979, go ahead. Yeah, for now you're a bit clear for now.
Okay, anyway, I have some radio that you can
Wait, did you say you have your radio what?
I'm glad you had a great time at your race yesterday.
Oh, thanks. Also had a bit of a great time in Ohio yesterday. I kind of brought down my radio, thought about it, but I got too distracted of writing a Facebook post about the race, and so I forgot about it. So, yeah.
Yeah, they have the
theaters
in Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, where I'm at, in Bowling Green, right near Perrysburg and Toledo, yeah, they would probably have repeaters around there somewhere.
Let me try getting a headset on. I'm going to leave you. I'll try to get something that would be better.
Well, say that again. I was doing something. Say that again.
I'm getting the headset on that I have. I'm going to try to get a headset on. It'll make it better.
Okay, you do that.
WSD 688 WSDS 979.
This is WSDS 979. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm at location on my desk, so it's okay.
Okay, you're kind of clear for now.
Data with you.
Yeah, in the morning, you know, it's kind of odd, you know, getting a spot, you know, about waking somebody. Yeah, I get that. Yeah, you're trying to find the right spot so it wouldn't get too staticky. So, yeah, I know what you mean. Have I what before?
Have you done anything before?
I'm not really much. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure.
Oh, here's the thing. Very good. I've seen that one time on the channel. I'm not sure what to do with it.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. What did you do on the channel?
I went to another channel to see how my headset worked. It's very good. It works. It's very good.
Okay. Alright, yeah. Okay, I see what you mean. Okay, yeah, that's me.
What are your plans for this morning then?
I'm probably gonna tune into Hopeville Church service and probably Lord knows what I'll do afterwards. Probably just chill, I guess. I'm not sure what, yeah, you know, what my mother has. And so, yeah, I'm probably just gonna chill down here, I guess.
Why didn't you go, Bill? Oh, my parents do this.
Okay, what did you say about Hopeville?
Excuse me, sorry, I didn't know you went to Hopeville. My parents go there.
Yeah, I'm actually going to attend that online here. They do have a YouTube channel, so yeah, I'm planning to attend that online via the Roku TV. I'm their YouTube app on the TV.
Nice. Are you looking to do like Lansing and Lansing? I can really kind of help you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they say, you know, whatever fits your fancy, it fits your fancy, so, yeah.
You mean whatever floats your boat?
Well, either one of the two, but, yeah, whatever is your cup of tea. Tea is another term, but who knows?
I like tea. Tea's ready for you.
I like tea on occasion, so, yeah.
Do you want some, not commercial, would you want some, what's that called? Pretty sour, cherry, OCD, but not really tea at all.
Does it come in sort of like a tea bag? Because if you, or does it come in tea leaves? Is what I was gonna say. Because if it does come in a tea bag, then I can, you can just give it to me tomorrow when we go to the podcast.
I forgot about that. That's so, I'll do the same. Yes, yeah, it comes in tea bags.
Well, then great. Yeah, you can give that to me tomorrow then.
We'll do.
I mean, call or radio, I mean, it's just, you know, pretty much methods, you know, you choose, but You know, I can't believe it. Still really amazes me how we can communicate through radio on, you know, on this repeater and such, and not have to worry about anything dropping out or nothing like that than just on a regular channel.
Yeah, I mean, like, we don't have to call, you know, call each other on the phone these 4 cents. We just maybe listen.
Well, just as that fact of the matter, you know, when we go shopping sometimes, you know, switch to probably a different channel, of course, but communication in the grocery store would be a lot better than what we had, say, about a year and a half or 2 years ago when I started having radios in my arsenal of tools.
Oh, yeah. Those FRS radios. So, now we can, they are mobile pack radios. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. So, yeah, what's your plans for today?
Do you want to bring the radio? I mean, what my plan is to bring the radio tomorrow. Your ID.
Oh, yeah, of course I'm bringing mine. I'm bringing my ocean radio with me. Say, we can just, we can just sort of surf on this repeater tomorrow in the library while we wait several hours for a ride, and hoping that we do get the same driver, hoping that we get the same thing, but we can just go like channel surfing or whatever on the radios, but yeah, or go repeater hunting or whatever, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. So my plan was to city life and things. The boy I got yesterday, minus, and then I don't know what it was. It didn't have an extra life to me.
Yeah, me too. I'm planning to have a relaxing day too, so. Yeah, my lower half of my body and my back is sort of really sore from because the course yesterday morning had one very steep paved incline, and it really worked jeering me out, so yeah.
Well, you know, there's a pizza challenge coming up, I think, for the crimp.
Yeah, I talked to you about that, and I'm already registered, so I'm already registered for the pizza challenge, so, yeah.
Well, the problem is, I hate to keep them going up north or not. I definitely want to go there.
Oh, yeah, I get that, you know, you got other things in the way, I get that, so, yeah, it's a well good suggestion for you to ever think about in case if you don't go up there, but, yeah.
That's just a good time, oh, A-10, okay, service starts at 10 o'clock.
Ooh, the weird thing about this radio too. This radio is getting warm too. I'm not sure if it's like the battery or how much thing I'm using, but yeah, the radio is getting warm.
Don't worry about that. Mine was getting warm too. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay, well. Well, if it's normal, it's normal. It's just a thing that I asked you about, so.
Yeah, I can actually talk about it because there's a service going on in the other room.
I gotcha.
Well, hey, I'm going to keep my radio on, but I'm going to step away from my distance. Food in me, I'm going to go and exercise, and I'll come back and take a shower. Alright, man. See you. That's it. See you. Nope.
Yeah,
clear.
And, goes to you, I'll try to keep my radio on, look out for people, but I'll attend, service here in a minute, in a moment, but talk to you later, if not in the afternoon or evening. See you later, WFDS 979 clear.
Check 1-2, KB9585.
WI-4A, go ahead.
Hey, sounds like a band opening going on this morning. It's just curious where you guys are at. You'll have to wait about 2 seconds for the local repeater to drop out here before responding.
Yeah, I'm transmitting from my back.
I'll try that again. I got transmitting from back deck. Gonna drop out. Just curious what town you're in. KB9585. We're in Grand Rapids, Michigan here. Unfortunately, you're not making the input of that repeater. I can hear it. I can hear the repeater, but you're not getting into the input very good. Talk to you later. KB9585, if you hear us in there, say hi again.
RGX 218. You got a copy, Grand Rapids, over?
Yeah, got that 218, KB9585. What town are you guys located in?
Hey, I'm on 625 Detroit repeater, downtown Detroit. I'm a mile north of Willow Run Airport. Over.
Oh, okay. So you guys must be on some kind of a link because I'm hearing you on 725 here in Grand Rapids. And yeah, you must be linked.
Yeah, copy that. You're on you must be in the Moline, on the Moline repeater out of Michigami Network, over.
Well, actually, no, I'm not. I'm on 462725 repeater here in Grand Rapids. Moline is on 600, and I think that's, I think that's basically what that is.
Oh, Oh, roger that. Yeah, you're right, you're right. 600, I forgot. Well, I'm on the MI-8 system, Detroit, Macomb County, Saginaw, Flint. We got one up in Mayville, and all the way up in Sheboygan County also. Over.
Oh, okay, so that's the MI-8. All right, that's different than Michigami, correct?
Correct, yeah, they're two totally different networks. But they tend to overlap a little bit sometimes when the propagation gets going, and it's going a little bit here this morning, over.
Yeah, it really is. I can hear you guys just totally full quieting. Still, it's still that way right now. Pretty amazing. Every now and then we get the ducting coming in from the Detroit direction over that way. Most of the time it's to the south or towards Wisconsin, but every now and then we get Detroit.
Roger that. Yeah, I talked to a station, Oak Creek, Wisconsin, through the Michigami. I was hitting Mayville, and then it got all the way to Moline, and then it shot across the lake to him. And we were talking just like you and I are right now. So yeah, it can happen, over.
Oh, yeah, very cool. Yeah, we used to have that all the time. We got a repeater on 650, and there's also one in Racine, Wisconsin on that same frequency, and different tone, of course. And we talk to those guys quite often here, too. That happens quite a bit in the summertime.
Yeah, copy that. Okay, I didn't catch your call there. This is WRZX218, named Randall. I'm over here a mile north of Willow Run Airport on my base station. I'm on my directional about 30 feet up. And when that thing starts picking up a signal from way, I know what propagation is going. And you have a nice morning, nice day today, and yeah, we'll talk at you some other time. And we're going to go back to standing by. WRZX 218. We're clear after your final.
Yeah, very good. Really glad you came back to me. Just kind of curious what was going on here. And, yeah, the name here is Greg, and the call is KAB. 9585. Kind of different sequence than all the rest because I'm an old timer and had that license for many, many years. So that's why the different KAB 9585 number sequence is different. All right, you do the same. Catch you later. Have a great day, and thanks for coming back to us.
Just for kind of rough reference, you're on Blake County, Bob. What you're hearing and working is the MI-8 Flint 725. So you got a pipeline to Flint. You're hitting it rock solid. So just FYI, if you want more information on this particular system, you can get it at mi8.systems. Anyhow, welcome, and odd to hear ducting that way. WRUU850.
Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah, very good. I got trying to write this stuff down here as quickly as I can. So the Flint system, I wondered what that was. All right, very good. Surprised everybody is, there's so many 141.3 on here, and kind of thought that would be... Got a little problem with 15 is in, but yeah, it's working okay. It's good to be able to touch base with you guys. Thanks for the comeback there.
Yep, no problem. Yeah, you're sounding very good in this system here. So, all right, catch you later. Name here is Sean, and I'm going to get back to coffee and other various chat videos and whatnot. WRUU 850.
Station 218, WIEG, Brady, copy.
WIZX 218. Go ahead there, Jack.
I heard you talking to what? Lansing? The station out of Lansing?
No, he was Grand Rapids. He was out of Grand Rapids. I think he's going through Flint. Repeater, he was crossing 725, I think, in Flint. Over.
I don't know, is he still out there?
He might be.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's still listening. KB 95 in Grand Rapids. He's got an unusual call sign. Had it a long time, he said, but try him.
Station out of Grand Rapids. This is WIUG 48 in Rochester Hills. Roger.
Yeah, copy. I think I heard your name was Jack. This is Greg in Grand Rapids. KB9585. From what I understand, we're going through the Flint system over there on your side. And I got a local repeater here on the very same tone and frequency that I have to let the repeater drop before I can hear you guys, so it takes about 2 seconds. Yeah, nice coming back to you, Jack.
Dude, that's my first heard you out that way. I heard you on 18, that's why I came back on 625. I'm over here in Rochester Hills. How am I sounding that way?
Oh, absolutely perfect. Yeah, you're hitting the input over there really good. I'm surprised you're not bringing up the local repeater here because, well, I don't know what channel you're going through on the input over there, but you could probably... Since I'm able to hit yours, you should be able to hit mine over here, if you're on the right tone.
The same tone, 141.3?
Yeah, that's what pretty much everything is in Grand Rapids so far. We're all trying to wait and see what happens, but that's where we all started out.
We can't hear 725 here in the Greater Detroit area. The duct is pretty specifically set up between Ada and Flint, so we'd have a hard time. I don't think we'd be able to hit the 725 over in your neck of the woods. Doesn't look like the duct is set up that way. All right, anyhow, carry on, guys. Good morning, Jack. And get back to it. WRUU 850.
You got a lot of options in Grand Rapids, and they're all pretty much 141.3. So, yeah, hope to talk to you again someday, KB9585. And, Jack, we'll talk to you later, too. Have a good day.
You take care, you have a good day. WIUG 88.
WRZP 544. Yes, 218. Randall?
Hey, morning. Avoidin Bob. How you doing? This is Randall, WRZX 218. Back at you.
Systems go here, brother. I want to check in about the air show. How'd that go for you? Over.
Not too bad. Grand finale should be today. Always is on when they, you know, Sunday is the last day. They'll pull all their stops out today and whatever they're doing. I tried to get online and see who was all here today. It's just a little bit of this, a little bit of that. No big Blue Angels, nothing like that. But a few F-16s flying around and a lot of vintage prop planes. You know, same fanfare. But they ought to be starting up here in a couple hours and getting with it. Over.
Well, enjoy the show. I try to make as many of those air shows as possible. I'm still healing up here, so unable to travel. So, all right, brother. Take care down there, Randall. Always a pleasure. And enjoy your day. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Clear on your final and monitoring, sir.
Roger that. All right, Bob, we'll talk at you later. WRZX 218 standing by.
WSGJ 541.
Yeah, copy. This is WIWR357. I can read you, but you got some static and you're a little quiet.
Yeah, it seems like the every antenna that came with radios getting out a little bit better than it. Over.
Yeah, I did catch a part of that last transmission. You're saying that you have an Aubrey antenna that got out better than another.
My Aubrey antenna is getting out a little bit better than my Nagoya that I just got. Over.
Okay, I read you. That's surprising. You see a lot of people on here swear by that Nagoya antenna.
Yeah. Well, I bought more than one. There's a possibility I got 11. I'll probably...
Yeah, you're breaking up again. I heard the first part, and you may have gotten a lemon, because I know I bought a Nagoya off Amazon, and it ended up being a lemon.
Yeah, copy that. I'm going to be heading out. This is WRPV 48.
WRXG 764. Alpha 1, this is Alpha 1 calling WRYA 373. How copy?
Edgar,
Howard.
Your signal was rather weak and full of a lot of background noise.
Okay, very good. Your signal is excellent, so thank you so much. This is WRYA 373. I'll be clear.
WRYA 373, your last transmission sound is a lot better.
Oh, very good. I moved a little bit, and I'm in the same spot that I just moved to. That's great to know.
Come again, please.
I said I moved to the spot that I'm currently in. Hopefully I'm still hitting the repeater. Okay, I'm using an HT at about 5 watts or so from Texas. So hopefully I'm sounding a little bit better where I'm standing.
I can hear a lot of background noise from that expressy.
Okay, Bravo 1, can you back away from the mic a little bit and turn it about 90 degrees and talk across this? Because you're kind of muffled into the system. Try it one more time.
I said your last transmission, I can hear your voice loud and clear. However, there is a lot of scratchy background noise.
Okay, very good. Well, that would make sense. I'm on a HT standing in the driveway, and we're about 20-25 miles from the repeater. Just the fact that I'm hitting the repeater and you're able to understand me is awesome. I'm satisfied with that.
Ready for next test.
Bravo 1, do you copy?
This is Bravo 1.
WSBC 277, someone said seeing the repeaters.
WRZP 544, Bladen County, Bob. Yep, we've got a couple clowns on the frequency.
This is WRYA 373. It's not us. We were just doing a test to see if our radios were working. We will be clear. Thank you. This is WRYA 373. Clear.
Referring to the idiot playing music.
WSDS 979.
WSDE 688 clear. WSDS 979 to WSDE 688.
WSDE 688.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Missed off of Facebook at the moment. I just wanted to post a couple comments. On this live video that I'm monitoring and helping out with at City Life. It just boot me out of the video. I mean, I still hear everything, but it basically it boot me out of the comments.
Yeah, that's very weird. That is very weird, yeah. Yeah, but by the way, yeah, you sound absolutely loud and clear than what you did this morning.
It must be the, well, I mean, I was kind of talking like this, but then it must be because I don't know. I'm in the same spot. Steve, are you there?
Yes, I am here. However, somebody in the repeater has their music on.
That's not you?
No, that's not me.
Wonderful music. Can you please stop the music?
Hi, everybody. This is WSDS 979. Please stop the music.
Maybe this says something for my temperamental stage, but one, I haven't had any coffee. But number two, I was getting so mad at this thing, I smacked my phone, so, you know, it's just, oh my gosh. I just want to be able to post comments, because I need to do that. I'm a member of, thinking about becoming a member of the church, but, oh my gosh. Yeah, anyhow, whatever.
And the music is still going. I don't know who's doing it, but yeah, on your end, yeah, it's pretty weird that you got blocked out, or that you got, I don't know what the correct term is for, I'm not sure, but yeah, yeah.
Facebook?
Yeah, probably on your end of Facebook, I'm not sure, yeah, yeah.
I think it's just VoiceOver that needs some tuning up, but I don't know when they're going to do that. But I thought they had a Facebook accessibility team or whatever it was.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they do have an accessibility team. Speaking of VoiceOver tune-ups and everything that is accessible, I found out this morning that the public beta for iOS 18 is out.
Thank you. That's good.
And somebody needs to stop the music right now. This is WSDS 979 telling you to please stop with the music.
Whoever is monitoring this station, can you please take over? WSDE 688 clear.
WSDS 979 clear.
WSDS 979, WRXG 764.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. The problem is, you don't even know what repeater that guy is keying into since they're all linked together. I'm, for example, using the Flint repeater. I'm in Davidson, Michigan. And he can't hear while he's playing the music. But if the various repeater admins manage to track him down, they're going to have a little love. Somebody's going to give him a little love note.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I thought it was on this repeater, but apparently I'm not sure specifically on what. Yeah, it's very confusing when once music is playing beat because yeah, you can't really under no circumstance you can't play music through the channel. That's pretty much bad.
Well, it's called intentional interference to a licensed radio transmission, and it's a federal offense. So now you know what kind of love note it is. I'm pretty sure he's not using your repeater, because if he was, I'd be hearing all kinds of heterodyning between your two transmissions, just so you know. Anyway, I'll say 73 and WRXG 764. Bye.
All right, thank you for the heads up. Thanks for letting me know. I'll talk to you later. WSDS 979 clear.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. I'm not next to a computer, but if you go to mi8.system, you can find out what repeater he's keying up. Whiskey Robert Frank King, Blue Five Dives, North Haven White Dot Robert will be, forgot how to talk, will be standing by monitoring.
Well, sir, you had a good signal into Detroit. This is WRX.
I copy that. I ain't that far from Detroit, though. I'm only 33 miles from it. I'll push the 50 watt mobile in the house, so it's just like cakewalk to work.
Works better when I hold the button down. Yeah, I know. I've got another call sign, another service, and do VHF and UHF all the time. WRXG 764.
It's funny, because I remember when I first got my call letters, I was using a commercial call letters. I was using the riff call letters. The same mind, this is what I said, so I go WRIF, I just don't bend over the vein, this is WRFK 359. This is Robert Downer, why that, so. Alright, we'll be standing by.
Yes, anyway, thanks to someone I now know where everybody's at. I'll say bye to you and have a good day. You are at T-764 clear.
WSDE-68
to WSDS-979. This is WSDS-979 to WSDE-68. Go ahead.
Actually, it's whatever it is. Anyway, hey, let's try that again. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not too bad. Not too much.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you heard me and this guy talking, but but he explained to me what music was, and I think it might be from like a different interference, you know, because I'm not sure, but yeah.
Well, sir, there is a Detroit repeater on this channel, and my goodness gracious. Oh, okay, this button's a little bit weird. Okay, anyhow, I might not need to turn on Vox or something, or get a headset with Vox or whatever. Anyhow, I heard that. I guess there's still a lot of channel 30 and different repeaters, like you were saying. Repeaters, that's gonna be though. I mean, the fact that we're able to talk to him through, you know, like Davidson or whatever it is, you know, that type of repeater. I don't know. Like, I mean, let's think about it like this. We're able to talk to, like, the Jack on the Detroit repeater or whatever it is.
Yep, absolutely. You know, yeah. It's amazing how many things that you can connect to, because, yeah, that's pretty much amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, have you ever heard of... How about this? Are you excited about the podcast tomorrow?
I sure am. I'm very excited about the podcast and the interview on the radio station on Tuesday. I'm excited about that too.
Yeah, when's that going to be on Tuesday anyhow?
That's going to be on 103.9 The Fox. That's on the Fox Hole morning show with Johnny Burke. I forgot the radio anchor, the speaker. Or the co-host. I forgot what her name was, but yeah, I'm doing the Foxhole Morning Show with Johnny Burke, and that is from 5 to 10, but I'm appearing on the 8 a.m. segment, and yeah, I'm very happy about that. Now, there's a website for that, and I'm going to send you a player link to that radio station.
Hey, yeah, that'll be cool.
Heck, if it doesn't work, I'll smuggle in my phone or whatever, but, yeah.
Am I coming in here? Because I didn't want to have my elbows propped on the desk anymore.
Oh, no, man, you're sounding clear as day, absolutely. Yeah, you absolutely sound clear.
Oh, good. This spot is really, I don't know, I mean, it seems like if I face the window, it must be, I don't know what I'll get, but one of those, like, okay, don't move at all, don't move, you know, type of thing.
There goes the music again, that some of us can't really hear, I'm not sure, but yeah, we'll just... sort of leave it alone, I guess, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's going to shake the repeater down. I don't know if it's going to be probably the same tone, but it's going to be interesting.
Could be, but who knows. Well, at least we sort of what the source or somewhat what the heads up is, but yeah.
Yeah, sweet song. What song was that?
Using
the cold meter, because you guys are coming off the off-flip. Sorry, can you say it again? You're a little bit
difficult here. I'm sorry. I didn't say anything. I think it was I'm not sure who that was. I probably radio interference or someone, but yeah. Beats me if I know what it is. I'm not sure what the title and artist of whatever's playing.
No, what I was saying, I said, you two are coming off the Flint repeater, and the music is coming off the McComb repeater.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
Oh, okay, yeah, at least we know what the source is behind it. So yeah, thank you, whoever jumped in here. Thank you very much for the heads up. We really appreciate that.
Hey, remember the first time you tried a Barnett 90 Sour Candy?
Yeah, remember it clear as day. I still have a recording of it.
Man, those things are sour.
Yeah, I still have a couple of warheads upstairs, plus a pack of those warheads mini.
Yeah, those warheads are good.
Yeah. I found a couple of gummy. I had a couple. I think yesterday I had a couple of gummy worms, and it tasted like a cherry.
Oh, cherry's good for you. Cherry's awesome.
Yeah. They're really good. I just mainly just suck the worm until the sour sugar coating wears off.
Well, hey, I'm curious. When we go on the ride tomorrow, or rather, well, we're in separate yours, you just lean your antenna close to the window, right? I mean, you're basically sat at the window anyway.
I mean, no matter what, yeah. I mean, I pick the window seat anyway, so yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we should go at each other, no problem. I haven't even had my coffee this morning.
Well, you should, you'd go ahead and drink some.
In a little while. What's your first coffee? I like dark roast. I have an Italian espresso that I bought 2 packages of yesterday.
I guess my favorite coffee would have to be a cappuccino, I guess.
That's always good. So did you get a medal when you went to the Crim yesterday, then?
Yes, I got a medal, and not only did I get a medal, I got a T-shirt with my registration and stuff. So yeah, I'm wearing it right now, and on the front of it, on the right at chest level, it says Atwood, and below the word Atwood, it has like a little squiggly type, sort of a line in the shape of either like a moving sphere or like a pointed or a Y. And on the back of it, it says Kettering University at Wood Stadium or something with like a bulldog figure upon the back of the shirt. And below that is the sponsors who sponsored the race.
Oh, well, that's neat. Yeah, sounds pretty cool.
WRSG 764. Were you in the Atwood race?
Yes, this is WSDS 979. Yes, I was at the stadium doing the race.
Were you working it or running it?
I participated in the walk. I didn't really run it. I walked in it, but yes.
Well, in that case, you walked right past me. Twice.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that. Okay. Wow.
There was a silver Jeep on Stevenson at University, and then later down on the last road you walked down. I can't remember the name of the cross street, but that was me.
Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, because I was the person with the cane with the lady to my right that was... I had to right beside me to the right. I was the one with the cane.
Okay. I also do the crim, just so you know. I'll have amateur radio decals on the back of the Jeep and GPRC on the side.
Oh, cool. I'll be also doing the crim as well. I'm actually going to do the 5K walk. And then also, so yeah.
I'm not sure where I'm going to be because I haven't been assigned yet, but I do it every year. Anyway, just fun to talk to people I help protect. What can I tell you? I've been helping to protect citizens of Michigan for a long time. I'm a retired police dispatcher. Have a good one, WRXD 764.
Oh, wow. Wow, thank you. Wow. Okay, I didn't know that. Wow. Thank you for your service. And yeah, and as well as, have a good and blessed day also with WSDS 979 clear.
It'll be RFK 35. Jack, are you out there? Sean, I think that's your name. Are you out there?
Which one, Robert?
McComb repeater is down. I don't see it on the board.
Yeah, the guy with the music was there, so I put him in timeout.
Okay, that's not what I know. Because I'll be looking at all the boards, all the... repeaters on the board, and I didn't see it on there. Oh, okay. I'll be off. Stand by. WRFK 359.
All right, I'll hook it back up here in a second. Just the children have to play, so.
Start calling you the great, the powerful Oz. WRUG. 488 Jack. Your repeater is that outline. RFK is a good guy. We're down on the side.
WSBW 226. Mobile in Vassar.
WD783, WIUG48, copy. WIUG48, copy.
WIUG 48, copy. I just got back from church a little while ago. Probably gonna make something for, lunch, and that's really about it. Got some things to do around the house, and that's it. How about you?
I'm heading north to Fenton. Roger.
Oh, okay. You gonna spend the day out there?
I'm gonna spend the day there, and then come back at night.
Well, that's nice. You're a little bit crackling in the background. You're probably driving, but that's nice. Well, enjoy your day, Jack.
Going on the boat, right on the water, so that's what they want me to do. So I said, okay, I'll come by. Talk to you a little bit, WIUG 48.
Sounds good to me. Have fun. WIWC 782, clear.
Test.
WRXB 401, the radio check.
WRZP 544, Bob here in Sheboygan County, sir. I have you loud and clear.
Roger that. I appreciate that call back. I'm calling from people in Southfield and Detroit.
That. Good deal. As I said, loud and clear. Very little background noise. Great modulation. Enjoy your day. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring and clear on your final, sir. WRZP 401, thank you. Over. WRCR 570 monitoring. WRCG 922 for radio check.
Loud and clear.
Appreciate the confirm.
WSAG 266 monitoring.
Hello from Marysville. If you can hear me, WSAG 275.
Yeah, I just got you on the ragged edge. I can hear you, but not very understandable. WSAG 266.
Okay, 266, yep, I'm way up to Marysville, so sometimes I take it, sometimes I don't. That's a good day. WSAG 254.
Yeah, copy that. I heard that sometimes you make it, sometimes you don't, and last two digits is 4 or 5, I believe. But yeah, you're hitting it, but just I'm having a hard time pulling you out.
This is WSDS 979, go ahead.
I just wanted to see what you were up to.
Oh, not too much. I'm just actually laying upstairs here. I have my radio with me. I'm actually upstairs in my bedroom, so yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. So, you played any Poppy lately? Poppy Q?
No, not recently. No, not as much.
Oh, okay. So I was wondering, what do you think, I should ask Sheila, hold on a second. Okay, what do you think I should ask Sheila to bring as far as Bobby King goes?
If you want something very basic, and all you have to do is pop it or don't pop it, bring the bop it button. However, if you're looking for like a basic bop it that has the three primary, the two basic functions besides bop it, there's a twist and pull it, try the bop it classic, or there's the bop it shout it. You can take off the bop it shout it. Yeah, that's all I know thus far.
Okay, so yeah, I think the bop it shout it would be good. The bop it, that's the 2008 bop it, I think. Yeah, okay. And then the bop it stream, or stream 2, not the XT, that would be 2002, 2001, bop it classic, that would be something. I'm just trying to think of the older ones. But I don't know your thoughts on that.
Well, I'm not sure what topic they had at the real program, so I'm not exact. I think they might have, I think from mentions, I think I'm not sure if they have the, if they have the topic classes, but I think you may want to do the Bopic Classic or do something, or either if you want the basics and just the Bopic, do the Bopic button probably.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good then. I just wonder about the speed. What about the speed of the... Hold on. What about the speed of the Bopic button? Do you have to get that?
What about the Bopic button?
What about the speed of the Bopic button? Do you have to get that?
Not the speed. The Bopic button doesn't have any speed to it. The Bopic Classic with the two additional add-ons, the twist and pull, it does have speed. Yes.
Well, you know how it says pop it, don't pop it, you know, like that. I'm talking about that kind of speed. Because for me, when I first was trying to hit the pop it button, I would pop it, and then I expected a noise to be made or something like that, and then all of a sudden I would hear pop it, and then I found out, oh, you have to pop it every time it does that. So, I mean, I didn't know what your thoughts on that, but just trying to see what people would like for the game.
Well, it's really up to you. I mean, for me, I would go with the one that has only the pop it, the twist it, and the pull it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll grab it. Okay, yeah, I'll
have
to look around at it.
You're welcome, yep. Glad to help. WSBX 979 clear.
WSBE 68 clear.
Station 218, WIUG 4D, copy.
Yeah,
ZX 218, and I got a copy on, is that? Y radio.
Copy that. I'm on the GM-30 here in the backyard, over.
Well, you're sounding good, and I'm on the Flint repeater, roger.
Copy that. Yeah, it's okay out here, watching the tail end of this air show go ahead.
What does that mean? In a couple of hours, they'll be done?
Some 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I was surprised when that guy came from Grand Rapids this morning.
Yeah, copy that. 725 is Ottawa Lake down there. I get that sometimes too. Same PL for 725. That's what Flint was over.
I got on the map, that was about 131 miles from Flint to Grand Rapids. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. You sounded good too, very clear. Over.
Oh yeah, it was sounding good, very good. You know, on that, on my radio, you know, they want base station.
Copy that. Yeah, I heard him out there, but I thought he said Grand Rapids, and then that's when I chimed in and talked to him.
You know what, I was on the GMRS number 18. And that's what I heard him. Then I heard you, so I know you were on 625 repeater. Detroit repeater. Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, you sounded real good. And then it went away. It went away, and, you know, after a while, the banding was done.
You know what, Randall, I even Googled from my house all the way to Grand Rapids. It's like 2 hours, you know what I mean? Over 131 miles. And I don't know how, I guess the Flint is too close to Grand Rapids. That's what it is, roger?
Yeah, copy that. You know, we're lined up pretty good east to west. West to east. But, yeah, it was coming in good, boy. Right. I jumped on it and got a hold of him, no problem.
Randall, that GM-30 does good too. I'm on the Bullfing, 10Y radio.
I'm only 5. I just charged it up. Over.
It must have moved around a little bit because, you know, like, fading out a little bit. And this is probably IUD 48.
I'm sitting still in the backyard at ground level. This is WRZX-218.
I'm over here in Fenton, and on the lake. Maybe that's why I have a skate, shouldn't I?
Roger that, yeah, that'll help. That'll help for line of sight, over.
there's still a lot of F-16s out there left.
Hey, Jim.
It's still 5 o'clock, huh?
Yeah, about 5 o'clock they get done. I mean, it ain't that big of a show this year. There's nothing to write home to mom about. Over.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Randall. All right, Randall, I'm going to let you go. Got to back out of here for a little bit. Catch you later. WIUG 38.
Copy that, Jack. Okay, I'm going to talk to you this evening or something. It's WRZS 218 words, please.
WSAG 266, radio check.
WSAG 666, this is WSBW 226.
Yeah, 226. I'm trying to have a new antenna. I'm using a handheld going into a 75-foot piece of coax into a new used tram 1481, and it's got about almost 12 dB of gain, and it's about 2 foot off the ground in the horizontal position, and I just want to get a radio check and see if I'm getting the Mayville repeater today.
I'm right in Millington, so that's pretty good. what kind of coax are you using?
Well, I'm using sort of a standby right now with the LMR 400, but this is what I got available right now.
Okay, well, the Mayville repeater is being very generous for you. You're in and out. Sometimes you're nice and strong, other times you're dropping out. So you're not consistent. You're not consistent. But short of digging a hole and putting the antenna in it and then burying it, I guess your antenna is just a few feet off the ground and you're using 75 feet of something that's probably RG8X, am I right?
Correct on the coax and also correct on the height above ground in the horizontal position. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure what I'm doing is I'm tuning the antenna to make sure that it covers the GMRS frequencies, and that's doing the trick, making the trip. Back to you.
Yeah, okay, well, you're horizontally polarized, which means you're cross-polarized to the normal vertical polarization. There's some attenuation there. And then the 75 feet of coax, it's RG8, is like using a dummy load. You're probably losing 3/4 of your power. But apparently you're close enough to the Mayville repeater, it just doesn't care.
Roger that. And again, this is just a test. I've got a test pole that I can get the antenna. I mean, the thing's 17 foot long, and I can get it up another, on a test pole, another 17 foot, but ultimately it's going to go on my tower, and it'll, the base of that antenna will be at 36 foot, and it'll top out at 54 foot, so I just want to make sure it tuned up for GMRS.
You don't have to worry. The fact that you're making it into the system at all on an HT, I think you said, using RG8X, there's a coax loss calculator that you can download on the internet that you can put in the type of coax you're using and how many feet you are and what the SWR your antenna is, and it'll tell you how many watts you're getting out of the system. And if you're, I don't know, what are you, about 5 watts on your HT, or is it a little bit more than that?
I am familiar with the line loss on the different bits of coax. Its final resting spot on the tower, it's going to have LMR, a 100-foot run of LMR 400. And I'm just using this as testing for now. What was the last question? Yeah, I'm running an old Bufang UV5R, and it's probably running about, if I'm lucky, 3.5 watts.
Okay, I'm kind of guessing you could disconnect your antenna, disconnect the coax from the... Matter of fact, you might do better by disconnecting the coax from the radio and putting a paper clip into the HT as an antenna.
Roger that. Again, I'm just saying that I put an antenna analyzer on it, and the SWR values on the antenna where I've got the ground plane at, it's making the trip, so that's all I'm trying to do.
It looks like you're having fun, and that's what it's all about. Experiment, see what works, see what doesn't work. Set up the worst-case scenario, then you know that the LMI-400, when you get it, will be a vast improvement. So, you're doing all right. Our name here is John. Name is John, and I'm up here at Millington quite often. My home QTH is Flint, and you might hear me on from there once in a while, but I like to monitor the MIH system because they've got repeaters. Wherever I am, they've got a repeater. That was very considerate of them to do that.
Hey, John, this is Doug and Carol. The word of the day is Kubota. Does that jog your memory any?
Okay, very good, Doug. Yes. Excellent. I'm not so good at call letters. I do better at ham calls than I do GMRS calls. But very good, Doug. Thanks for giving me the password.
I knew that. I'm like, wait a minute. I think I know somebody like that. John, I'm going to wind up. This will be my... It actually tunes up as a tri-band, which is pretty amazing. It does tune up to what I want to do on 220, and then 2 meters, 77 meters, and also we'll hit the GMRA. Well, I'm going to replace 81.
Okay, Doug, you've been in and out there, so I don't know whether I'm going down the hill into some woods here, and I'm just about to my driveway. So I'm going to sign with you. I've got a pizza on the back seat, and I got hungry mouths that are waiting for it, so I dare not sit out here and yak. So talk to you later, Doug. Always good to talk to you. This is WSBW 226 near Millington.
Yeah, thanks for the conversation, John. Are you going to hit the net tonight at 6 p.m.?
I might check into that. Thanks for reminding me.
No problem. Okay, John, good, again, good talking to you, and always my pleasure. WFAG 266, Doug and Carolyn, I'm clear.
And WSBW 226 is signing off.
WSTW 226, WRWI 979.
Yes, go ahead for a quickie.
Yeah, I'm monitoring this one here. My name's Joe in Clinton Township on the GMRS. I don't know if anybody's told you, but your microphone or something, you're either too close or over-modulated. You got distortion in most of your modulated volume there, just a FYI.
Oh, okay. Well, how about if I back off a little bit? Does that help?
A little bit slightly there, yeah. I was monitoring on my other radio. Right now I'm on an HT here in Clinton Township, not far from the McCulp site.
All right, well, I'm going to keep an eye on that. Thank you very much for letting me know. Can't fix it if I don't know it's broke. Like I was telling Doug, though, I got a pizza in the back seat, and I'm sitting here in the driveway, so I better run it in the house. Thanks for the info.
No trouble whatsoever. Good to let each other know how they're sounding, if we're too close to the mic, too far away, or whatever. So WRWI 979 clear.
The SBW 226 clear.
WSBY 842, are you listening, Travis? WSAL 962 listening.
How's everybody doing out there? This is WSGT 593.
Hey, how you doing out there?
WSGT 593, you sound a little, popcorn-ish.
WIUG 488, WINW 329. WIUG 488, WINW 329. NO copy. NW 329, we're back clear, listening.
WRUU 850.
Howdy, Sean. WRVJ 258.
258 from 8 City. What's up, Jim?
Not so much. Just kind of in recovery mode today. Had a very busy 2 weeks, culminating with quite a bit of activity Friday and Saturday specifically, and now I'm kind of trying to heal up a little bit. Got to be back at it tomorrow. So anyway, just got back from having a meal at El Charro in Fraser, and now I'm sitting with my feet up in front of the big screen.
That sounds good. I wish I was closer. But anyhow, I usually go to the fast food one there in Harper. If, unless I'm going to eat in, then I go to the one in Fraser. But, yeah, it sounds like a winner. So when you say a busy week, couple of weeks, I saw Sutton posted you were sitting in with the TA. The TAs, did you, was that it or something unrelated?
The thing you're referencing, that was on the 4th. So a couple weeks ago, that was. I provided sound reinforcement as well as performing on that one for the Grosse Pointe Shores fireworks on the 4th. But, you know, this was something similar but unrelated. I just got asked to replace a existing member in a Tom Petty tribute group, so I had to kind of hurry up and get up to speed on the book, and that required a lot of woodshedding, as we call it, on my part, so that I would be in a position to step in for a show in the Irish Hills on Friday, which I did. Had a couple rehearsals with them, a couple rehearsals with a third group that I perform with that does all one-hit wonders stuff, and we had a show last night in Warren. So in 6 days I had 3 rehearsals and 2 shows, and as bad luck would have it, it came down with a cold right before the first rehearsal, and I've been battling that. You can probably hear it in my voice.
Oh, that sucks. Oh, well, I'll tell you what, let's catch up in a little bit. I got to run inside. I'm at my next stop here. I got to run inside. Sounds like a lot going on. But there's a hell of a line ahead of me, so I don't want to dilly-dally every minute I sit. 2 or 3 more people get ahead of me. Culver's. Ugh. I'll be back. WRUU 850.
Roger, Dodger, Old Codger, Whiskey, Romeo, Victor, Juliet, 258.
Still in here, Jimbo. WRUU 850.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Well, that wasn't too bad for Culver's, but I did have to go in. The line at the drive-thru was nuts. Anywho, got a few minutes here on my way home with the goodies. It's no El Charros, but it ain't bad.
I can't tell you the last time I had anything from Culver's. It just, for some reason, doesn't ever stick out on my radar screen. What did you end up with? Did you go for shakes and ice cream and stuff, or burgers, or both, or what?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to have that stuff, but not just burgers. Normally I go there because I can get, the fish is not bad for fast food, and although a little salty. And then, of course, they've got the pot roast and a few other things that are a little bit better than your typical. And my wife really likes the butter burger, but today I just decided on a butter burger myself. Going to splurge a little with the bun. But just burgers today.
Oh, okay. Sounds like you're trying to cut sugar and carbs. And that would be a hard place to do it. But okay. Very good. And, yeah, I had, at El Charro there, I did, a chicken and steak fajita. And, there's so much food, you know, they bring you so much. I know I'm going to carry 2/3 of it home. So I generally, if I remember, I'll get an extra order of tortilla so I can have a second meal or two out of it. Kind of justify the expense and the trip. But oftentimes, this was not one of the Sundays where I have a church gig early in the morning. Thank goodness I didn't, after what I told you I was up to the last 10 days or so. I'm glad to have this day off from performing, but oftentimes when I do, on my way home, I will stop and have my lunch there and have a couple of margaritas and then come home and pass out for a few hours because the church gig always gets me up at 4 a.m., so I'm ready for a nap by the time I get a meal and a couple of pops, you know, so it's time to go down for a few hours. I could probably do that right now if I wanted to, but didn't have the early morning. I didn't get up till about 9:30 this morning, but I needed the rest, and I'm going to need tonight, too. I'm thinking I might possibly open up the humidor and have a cigar tonight. I got all the windows in the house open, so if I'm not too drowsy, if not too sleepy, by the time I get around to that, maybe we'll do that. Haven't had one in several weeks, so maybe thinking I'll celebrate with that, but we'll see. I may just head for the rack. But right now, just kind of letting things unwind, letting the spring unwind.
Well, there you go. That's the way to do it. But you got me going. You said a couple of pops, and I think I'm going to, as much as I should, and I think I'm going to go get my favorite poison from my local store here. He's the only guy that stocks it for me. And I just pulled in here, so I'll be back, WRUU850.
WRVJ258.
Okay, we got the pops. Now it's time to hit the house.
RYD421, something like that.
Adam.
WSBQ 996, monitoring.
WSBQ 544, Shelby Township. What are you monitoring? You got a heart monitor?
Well, to get back to me.
WRPV 448, monitoring.
WLZZ873, standing by.
Hey, good afternoon. Hoping you're enjoying the last little bit of your weekend. This is WIWR357.
Yeah, unbelievable weekend. No doubt about that. I'm enjoying the weather right now at the moment.
Yeah, me too, but I see the rain clouds are gathering. I think we're going to get hit here overnight. But yeah, you can't complain about this weekend weather-wise. Like, especially last night, it was so still and perfect temperature, no wind. It's a great, great night.
Yeah, may I ask you your location, Oval?
Yeah, I'm in Macomb County, north of Mount Clemens.
Okay, I'm in the Downriver area, Lincoln Park right now. Oval?
Okay, Lincoln Park, I know where that's at. I'm guessing you're obviously on the Detroit repeater, and you're making a pretty good trip.
Yeah, the Twin Peaks backwood pickle sounds nice, you know, nice and loud.
I didn't catch that. Who sound nice and loud?
Your song, pretty impressive, man. Sounds nice. The radio sounds really nice. Over.
Oh, I think it has probably more to do with my location. You know, the repeater is right downtown Mount Clemens, and I'm just a mile north about to pass through, so I can practically see the antenna from where I'm at.
Okay, I hear that. Okay. How tall is the antenna? How high is it in the sky?
Well, if I were to guess, and it'd be exactly that, just to guess, 150, maybe 200 feet.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I think, you know, just the mobile setup I have, does a good job. Just the combination of radio and antenna for some reason just work really well together. And where I have it placed on my roof, it just gets out real well. So glad to hear I'm sounding strong.
Yeah, it sounds real nice and real crisp. Your radio sounds. Yep, sounds real nice.
Man, I was speaking of rain earlier, and haven't seen a single drop yet, but I just drove a mile while talking to you, and it went from bone dry to the road is completely soaking wet. It's kind of weird. Must have poured here just a minute ago.
Maybe it was raining before you got in that area that you were in, huh? Oval?
Yeah, definitely. Has it rained down by you yet at all?
No, the clouds are coming in and nothing yet.
Yeah, it's weird how spotty this rain has been. I feel like where I live here in Macomb County that we've just been, it's just been one downpour after another, and rivers are flooding, and we're just gotten more rain than I can remember in the last 20 years. And then I talked to a friend of mine that lives in, you know, Grosse Pointe, and they're complaining about it, the ground's getting so dry and that they're having kind of a drought. I mean, that's only 20 miles away. It just blows my mind.
I remember one time when I was young, about 8 or 9 years old, I remember it's raining, it parks the street, and where I was at, it was bone dry.
Yeah, I seen it happen. I seen a video of a gentleman showing of, he's working in his garage, and, you know, or a big, auto shop, you know, huge building, but they had both doors open on each end, and he was showing the one door, and it's pouring rain, and he turns the camera and shows the other door, and it's sunny and dry. And it was, I mean, that was the building only had been, you know, a couple hundred feet.
Yeah, 10-4 on that one. Yeah, Mother Nature is strange sometimes. Copy?
Oh, I didn't catch that last part.
Yeah, Mother Nature is strange sometimes, you know? It's a little ice ball bubble day for us, hello?
Yeah, absolutely, and each state is different, and I was traveling one time for business, had to drive across Oklahoma, and everyone was telling me, like, I told people I was driving, where I was headed to, and they're like, well, it's going to rain. That's a big deal, and I talked to another person, I said, oh, you sure you want to drive? It's going to rain, it's going to rain. And I just ignored them. I started driving, and man, did it rain. I mean, the car was hydroplaned, and I couldn't see. I had to stop for an hour and park, because if it was rain so severe, more than anything I've ever experienced here. And I was like, damn, you got to listen to the locals when they're telling you about the weather, because they know better than anyone.
Yep, the news tells you. If you don't smell it, usually it don't rain, but if you smell it, it's going to come down and suck it.
Man, I'm driving through Mount Clemens here, and it, everywhere it's just flood. There's water everywhere. It must have poured here. And where I was at, just 3 miles to the north, it was dry as a bone. It's crazy.
WSTM 592, yeah, I'm in Southern Heights here, and we got a downpour for a good 20 minutes, maybe half an hour ago.
Yeah, I think I'm in Clinton Township. Stillian Heights, Clinton Township, were kind of the hot spots for rain. Because, like I said earlier, it's been more than I can remember in 20 years.
Yep, same here. It's been crazy this year.
I think it's my fault, because I've been going to the car wash a lot, and it seems to rain every time I do.
Quit doing that then. We have enough rain.
Yeah, I believe that's Newton's law. When you do something like that, it does rain.
Bright red. Yeah, it's the sun. Looks pretty interesting right now.
Great. That one gentleman can turn his mic game down. Turn your mic game down there, sir.
Yeah, my name is James, and I don't know how to do that yet. I'm new on this.
Copy?
Yeah, somebody please show him how to do it down there.
We're back off the mic.
Yeah, how's that?
Better, thank you.
This is WRPV 448 standing by. No rain yet in Groveland Township. Over.
WRVU 954.
I didn't catch you.
Station 954, go ahead.
This is Jim here, and we're...
Hey, is that Jack out there? I think I heard somebody say Jim, too. It's Captain Don. How you doing?
Yeah, hey there, Captain Don. How you doing? WIAG, please.
Not back into CMRS. I haven't been using CMRS since mid-1970s.
I'm doing good, Jack. I think somebody else is out there, too. Go ahead again. I think it was Jim.
Yeah, Jim, if you're talking to Jack, your friend, I was just waiting to get the dog out while you're here.
Yeah, we're not trying to... leave you out. It's just you're really scratchy into the repeater, and I barely heard you. I don't think Jack probably heard you at all.
Okay, this is only a minute on the attack here. Great. Is that any better?
Right at the end when you said, is that any better, it was a little bit clearer, but the beginning of it wasn't.
Okay, I'm going to take this house into the
Yeah, I'm having a hard time reading you. I'm not sure. Did you say, you didn't say you were in Sterling Heights, did you? All right, yeah, I think you keyed up, but I didn't hear your answer. I don't know. You're not making it in very good. If you're inside, maybe if you get by a window... If you're using an HT, I don't know what else to tell you.
Captain Don, you still out there?
Yeah, Jack, I'm out here. I was trying to get to hear that guy, but I can't really make out what he's saying, so sorry about that, man. I was trying. How you doing, Jack?
Doing good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Nothing new, really. Just living the dream.
Yeah, I'm over here in Fenton, driving south to Rochester Hills. How am I sounding that way with you?
Sounded good now. When you first keyed up, it was a little staticky, but it sounded good now.
Because now I'm on southbound 75. That's why.
Ah, okay. Yep, you're sounding good. Did you do anything fun? Are you just visiting friends or family?
Yeah, I was on the lake. My brother-in-law, he got a house on the lake here in Fenton. So I was out there this morning about 11:30 in the morning. Then we just came home. We ate barbecue and all that stuff, and it's all good, and I'm just going back home. Roger.
All right. Sounds like fun. Did you catch any fish? to go water skiing?
There is a little fish out that way. That's about it. I went on the boat. We moved around and all that stuff, you know. It was good seeing these houses on the lake. Some of them small, some of them large houses, and some of them had nothing but a glass on that houses right on the lake. I cruised the lake and everything else with them and everything else. Then we had a couple of drinks. Then we decided to eat. And then we just, you know, then I stopped everything and I ate. We all ate barbecue and everything else. We had some chicken. We had some beef and, you know, the salad and all that good stuff. So now I'm on way back home. Oh, by the way, I'm on 725. So I'm still okay.
Yep, you're still coming in really good. Really, really good. So that's the other repeater out that way that you're coming in through then, I take it.
I think because I haven't left the, you know, Brenton yet, maybe another couple of miles and I gotta switch to 675. I don't know right now. Roger.
Yeah, that one started getting a little crackly. Not bad though, but it's getting there. I'm starting to lose you, but I'm down south right now. I think that's what you asked.
Right now, I think I'm on 675. Now, Roger.
Okay, yeah, it's about the same as you were on the other one, but it should get better as you come closer. Yeah, you're not quite hitting it yet, Jack. You've had to give it a few miles.
Right, my boy yet or not yet? WRPB 448, Groveland Township, standing by. Captain Donnie, so how's that? WRPB 48.
Yeah, Jack, I'm out here. I was jumping back and forth between Macomb and Detroit. I'm a comb. I'm getting a really, really bad tail squelch at the end. It's like, but it's not doing that on the Detroit one. Strange. And now it went away. All right. I wonder if Sean's listening and did something. Yeah, you're still scratchy into it, Jack.
drive 80 miles an hour. You know, it is going to be stretching at 80 miles an hour. I'm here now, 1 mile to Sanctuary Bar. Roger.
Okay, yeah, I heard you there. I was on the Detroit, though. Let's see what you sound like on the Macomb one.
Did you drive that side-by-side yet?
Roger that. Yeah, I did, 46 miles, it was like, an hour and 45 minutes. It was fun.
Good. And everything is smooth, right?
Yeah, everything seemed to be okay. Time will tell, but it seemed okay. Everything ran good.
Well, that's good. Stupid little car, he's pulling trailer and he's slowing everybody down.
Yeah, I try to stay off the freeways anymore as much as I can. I mean, some places you don't have a choice if you're going, but it's just people are crazy nowadays, man, on them freeways.
They don't do that.
Do that anyhow. I'm glad you rode it for that long. You're coming in scratchy again, but I get the gist. Somebody's not driving very well. Yep, you just gotta pay attention, drive defensively to make sure nobody's doing anything stupid. crazy stuff.
It is crazy stuff, believe me. I don't know how this, I'm in here now at Bloodwyn. Anyhow, it should be clear by now. The trees is far away anyhow. And maybe a little scratches because my antenna is 5'6". It's, you know, 5'6" is a little bit higher. Roger.
Yeah, you're sounding good now. I think there's certain spots where there's like buildings blocking the signal or something. It gets a little scratchy, but yeah, you're coming in pretty good.
Anyhow, I haven't heard you in a long time. You know, I figure, what the heck, you know, he's still driving side by side all day, all night. He stays up all night. This is WIUG48.
Yeah, I've actually been sleeping more normal hours. I've just been busy doing things. I was at my house for pretty much a week, give or take a day, and had a lot of yard work to do and a lot of other things inside the house that I don't have time to do that I had time to do, so I was pretty busy. Playing around with a lot of ham radio stuff, too.
That's good. Let me tell you something. I took a test, about A week? No, yeah, a week ago probably, no. Less than a week. And I failed by one. They would not let me pass.
Wow, only by one? That's crazy. Ugh. Well, that means if you go again, you should get it then, if you only failed by one. That's pretty good.
Now I gotta wait till the 6th, A6, there's another test, and that's what I'm going.
Ah, okay, cool. Well, just keep studying a little bit more, and you should do good. If you were only one away, you'd probably do good this time.
Change my mind. I gotta take the side by side with me. Then I know I'm 100% right.
Oh, no, you can't take my side-by-side and say, come on, pass me, I'll give you a side-by-side. It don't work that way. Was there another station in there?
No, I heard another station out there. Go ahead, there's another station out there. Well, I guess not. There's no other station out there. Go ahead, Captain Don.
All right. So you get any closer, Jack?
Got a little closer to about 2 miles to 59.
Well, there you go. That's good. So what one are you on, the Macomb one now?
I think I'm on the Macomb because the way it's, you know, sounding, it looks like down in Macomb County.
Yeah, you're sounding good. You're sounding good. That makes a good trip, man, that's for sure. You're a good ways away. Are you 75 and 59? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. I'm on 75 and 1.5 miles. Yeah, I'll be about maybe 1.5 miles, get to 59. And take 59-ish.
Copy that. Yeah, I heard your passenger saying it. I know it was your GPS, but...
I told you, I would go nowhere without Garmin GPS. I got this Garmin a long time ago, and not only for here, it's for Europe, too. And they do a good job on this one here. I'm not kidding. Even before you get there, they'll tell you there's a gas station to the right. That's when you turn right. And that's one thing I like about that.
Yep, I got one of those Garmin newbies. Just, if you ever go up north, like, toward the Sheboygan area and stuff like that, don't turn down a two-track road if it tells you to. That thing's still got some roads on there that aren't really roads anymore, man. I was like, I got maybe about a quarter mile down this one two-track trying to get to, it was kind of something. It was the dam where they do the sturgeon rearing, and I knew maybe, you know, there'd be back ways there. So I went down it for a little bit, and then after a little bit, I'm like, there ain't no way this is going to go there, at least not with a truck, maybe with a off-road vehicle, maybe. It was crazy. So they're good in the cities for sure, but man, you get up out in the
northern Michigan, they make you go wrong ways sometimes.
You're right. Sometimes it does that. A couple of times it did it to me. You know what I'm saying? But which is what, when we drive up north, I just want to have my cell phone too at the same time and see which one is correct. And sometimes this Garmin throw you away, but, you know, not the cell phone. Roger?
Yeah, I mean, up until about maybe, what, 10 years ago, I used to always have that county map book in my truck, too, and I would always, shoot, man, before GPSs and all that, that's what I used. I think I actually found more out-of-the-way rough places and some cool fishing spots and stuff using that county map book, and then I switched to GPS and I quit finding stuff like that. I need to go back to the county map book.
One thing, those county maps, they are a hell of a map that tell you exactly the way it is, because the county makes them and they sell them. They sell them at the good money too. I have a clear one and I got a glad one, and I have another one, I can't remember which one is it. I have all three of them, that county map. It's a whole book. And that's what you go by. I mean, it tells you everything.
I hear someone keying up out there. Are you out there?
Monitoring.
Got you loud and clear, 380. This is WRVU 954, Captain Don.
Copy that, Captain Don. I don't know if Jack can hear me or not, but I was going to ask him how he studies for his tech exam.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I've been studying, you know. But really, one, it would never make a difference. And it was one I could never find it in that book. It was never in that book, the one I failed to. And I'll tell you which one is it. I know exactly which one is it.
I'm not sure if he heard you that time. He didn't come in as good that time.
There was a lot of scratches.
Yeah, again, studies on hamstudy.org.
That was a... ham something. I can't remember because it's in my phone and I'm driving, but I'll call me a little later on and I'll tell you which one is it.
Copy that, Jack. This is WSVH 380, standing by.
WSAN 920, just wanted to reach out. Is this a private repeater?
Negative. It's a public repeater, and there's a bunch of them linked throughout the states. If you search GMRS MI8, I think online, you'll see all of them that are tied together.
Copy that. Thank you so much. I just picked up this radio, and I'm trying to link in with all the repeaters around here, but I appreciate that.
Yep. Yeah. This. I'm not sure which one you're coming in on, but there's one in Detroit, Mount Clemens, Fenton, somewhere up by Flint, and one up in Sheboygan. I'm sure I probably missed it or got the one in Flint wrong, but yeah, there's quite a few tied together. It's pretty neat.
I'm in Northeast Ohio, so I think I'm one in the Bristol area, I'm pretty sure. But, wow, okay. That's impressive. I didn't know this was a link number.
Yeah, you might be hitting the Detroit 625, and the conditions might just be really good over the lakes. Are you on 462-625? Alright, so you're probably making the trip all the way to downtown Detroit somewhere where they got the repeater there, so that's pretty good. what part of Ohio are you in?
I think I'm driving a little bit too much making it all the way up there. I'm in Cleveland area, but I think I'm hitting a repeater not too far south from me, but you never know. If I make it to Detroit, that's crazy.
Wow, Cleveland. Yeah, I mean, you're acting like you're hitting the repeater, and it's repeating you. So, Cleveland, that's a good trip. I'm gonna look on my phone real quick and see how far it is. Can you hear him, Jack?
Yes, there's a lot of people from Ohio. They've been calling, and I know a few of them from Ohio. But you're Ohio, sounding good. My name is Jack, and I'm WIUG48. You must have heard me a lot of time. I talk to a few people in Ohio, like almost every night. Roger?
Hey, you're good, Jack. Thanks, Josh. WSAN-960. I've been hearing you guys on here for a while, so I wanted to reach out.
Josh, hi. How you doing? This is Jack. I talked to you before. You and I believe your brother, I forgot his name.
That might have been someone else. I don't have a brother that has a radio, but yeah, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. I like reaching out to people. This is great.
Yeah, you're more than welcome every night. I'll be on radio by 10 o'clock. A lot of people come from Ohio, and I talk to them always. And one of them, their name is Eric, and the other one is Josh. I think the two brothers there, but they're about 35 miles from Cleveland. So you by Cleveland, so it's a different Josh. No problem at all. We'll talk to everybody anyhow, and I have another gentleman named Dane. He's over there, and he's about 35 miles, too. They're all coming in Ohio at this time of night. Roger?
I got you. Yeah, that's great. It's a really great thing. I'm just starting to get into this stuff, so, nice to be able to reach out to people.
Detroit, one is Mount Clemens and one in Detroit, and you are the one on 625. You're right. That repeater is higher in Detroit, very high repeater. And that's why we pick up all the time, Ohio. And you'll see all these all connect together, all the way to Sheboygan, Michigan. Roger?
I got you. Yeah, so this repeater's out in Detroit. That's incredible. Okay, so this is the GMRS
MIH, you said, that's the network?
This is MIH dot systems with an S. You see them all connected together. And so you'll like that, you know. And if you click on the right, you'll see where the call is coming from sometime. Roger.
Very good. Thank you very much. Yeah, this is awesome. I appreciate it.
Yeah, this time of night, it's called Cross the Spirit. Not seeing anything over the lake. So, the lake is helping do the propagation. And I'm sure I've hacked what that's actually called. So. Jack got to study that. So is that what it's called, Jack? You know?
We'll get connected. Anytime. I don't have no problem with that. And this is WIUG. Wait, eight.
Fantastic, gentlemen. Well, I'm going to roll out. I appreciate it a lot. This is great to connect to you guys.
Hey, good talking to you. We'll talk to you some other time. WIUG, Blade 8. Go ahead there, Captain Don.
Whiskey Sugar Delta, Delta 39.
Captain 954, you still out there? Captain Don, you still out there? Captain Dunn, I'm at my destination. I will talk to you maybe from the house, if you're still up that way. WIUG, but it ain't clear.
WRPB 448, monitoring.
Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439. If the guy in Cleveland's still listening, he's making it to Flushing, Michigan on the Flint repeater. We're out.
I'm hearing him as well. I'm also on the Flint repeater, Groveland Township. Over. WRPB 448, quick radio check. Anybody copy this radio? Over.
Yes, you're sounding good into Flushing. Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439.
Thank you, 439. You're coming in loud and clear. Over.
Good here. I have a new antenna on this stupid thing, so I don't know if I made it to Cleveland or not, but it's good at least I make it to Groveland Township anyways.
Transmitting from a base or handheld or your vehicle? Over.
This is a handheld. TID Radio H8. I just got this one a couple days ago. I also have an H3, but I've been testing this one out and sitting inside my house with a walkie-talkie.
Well, that's very good. I'm currently transmitting from upstairs on my medium power setting, which is approximately 20 watts. With a little stick antenna I bought on Amazon that I can't even pronounce the name, and it just seems to put out. Over.
Yeah, if you're in a good spot with a decent antenna and you can hit that repeater, you can bounce all over the place.
I'm really enjoying this radio hobby so far. You know, between that and mountain biking, that's about all I do. And it's good to know that I'm getting out there. Thank you for your time. This is WRPB 448. Pleasure to make your contact. Over.
Yep, no problem. Glad I could be some assistance to you. You're sounding good. Nice modulation, nice signal strength. Again, if you're in a good spot to hit that, you'll be in spots all over the place. 7-3, talk to you later. Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439, Dave and Flush. Again.
WRPB 448, Kurt and Groveland Township on the side as well. Over.
WSCF 297, yeah, actual, that's me. I don't know what's going on over here, household. What's going on over there?
That's the same stuff, but you don't add jelly to it. Oh no, because then the strawberry sauce doesn't go into the cake. It's dry.
Station 847, WIUG 48, copy. WSTI 847, WSTI 847, WIUG 48, copy. IUG 48, clear.
I had a free guy in the army. I was in basic training. I was in class.
Jack calling?
There's a few of them, looks like the four fingers of death. That was one. Great. Strawberries I sent home yesterday. All right, brother. I'm going to skip over the Jack, and then I'm going to
Please,